Wear your gumboots and head out to these 5 not-to-be-missed events in the city this rainy weekend. From an antiques show to a pollinator party, there is a lineup of events for you to explore. Friday, April 21st to Saturday, April 22nd Antiques Show. If you are someone who finds beauty in objects from the past, like LP records, vintage advertising tins and signs, radios, sports memorabilia, old comics, coins, stamps and more, know that a fairly big antiques show is coming to the city this weekend. Organized by Fraser Valley Antiques and Collectibles Club, the 28th Annual Antiques and Collectibles Show at Queen's Park Arena, corner of 1st Street and 3rd Avenue, will have more than 200 tables set up with all things vintage. A regular admission ticket of $5 will allow you entry to the show on Saturday, April 22nd, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. An early admission ticket priced $20 will allow you a 2-day pass for Friday, April 21st, between 5 and 9 p.m., and Saturday. Details, https://fvacc.ca/Friday, April 21st to Sunday, April 23rd into the subconscious. What does our inner world look like? How do we perceive the outer world that surrounds us? Artist Vladimir Kolosov's abstract art explores these topics, and attempts to reflect on the universe of our being and beyond, as per the artist's description, in his new show. What may seem like mind-boggling topics are represented through a simple yet striking combination of colors and forms in Kolosov's works. Check them out at the gallery at Queen's Park in the Centennial Lodge, between Wednesdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., till April 30th. Entry is free for all. Details, https://www.newwestcity.ca/calendar-of-events-april22, Saturday Earth and Sound. Sound can be a measure of environmental health, if we know how to listen. If that piqued your interest, register for a series of talks at the New Media Gallery and get to know all about a project called the Biosphere Soundscapes that focuses on acoustic ecology, a field of study that explores the relationship between humans and environment through sound. Also, learn about the UNESCO-recognized Atielka 7-SEM, How Sound Biosphere in Vancouver, which is one of the 669 biospheres in the world that strive towards sustainable development through innovative approaches. The talks are between 3 and 4:30 p.m., on Zoom or in person at Anvil Center, room 417, 777 Columbia Street. Details, https://newmediagallery.ca/biospheres-soundscapes/pollinator-party. Did you know that this is one of the busiest seasons for bats, butterflies and hummingbirds? Turns out, without these pollinators, spring wouldn't be the burst of color that we associate it with. Join Fraser River Discovery Centers, 788 Quayside Drive, Pollinator Party to find out what are all the local pollinator species and how they help plants in the Fraser River Basin grow fruits and seeds. And while you are there, try your hand at decorating a mini pollinator pond yourself. The event is between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and priced at $15 for a family, 2 adults and up to 4 children, $6 for an adult, $5 for students and 65 plus, and $3 for children between 3 and 12 years of age. Details, https://FraserRiverDiscovery.org/super-saturdays/save-shoreline. This year, do your part to save the city's parks and shoreline. Join the Port Royal Spring Blackberry Knockout, an event organized by the Queensborough Special Programs Committee to honor Earth Day, by cleaning up the shoreline. The annual event aims to improve the biodiversity and enhance the native shoreline habitat along a popular nature trail in Queensborough, as reported in the Record. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the south end of Holly Street, near Salter Street, in Port Royal. Details, https://www.facebook.com/qspc.org/.